अथवा योगिनामेव कुले भवति धीमताम और ही गेट्स बर्थ इन द हाउस ऑफ योगीज और ऑफ धीमताम ऑफ दोज आर वाइज एंड लर्नर्स एतद् दुर्लभतरम लोके जन्म यदि दृशम इन दिस वे द काइंड ऑफ बर्थ विच इज दुर्लभ विच इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू अटेन इट इज दैट काइंड ऑफ बर्थ दैट ही अटेन्स तत्र तम बुद्धि संयोगम लभते पौरदेहिकम यतते च ततः भूयः संसिद्धौ कुरुनन्दनः एंड देयर ही वंस अगेन अटेन्स बुद्धि संयोगम ही अटेन्स टू द बुद्धि योग हिज इंटेलेक्ट इज शार्पन्ड हिज इंटेलेक्ट बिकम्स स्ट्रेटन्ड हिज इंटेलेक्ट बिकम्स योग युक्त बिकम्स यूनाइटेड and then having done lot of yatate having done lot of effort once again tatah bhuyah samsiddhau he ultimately achieves a great siddhi so this is what happens to anybody who falls from yoga he is not destroyed either here or there
that is through samskar only, or this is samskar smriti aa jati purva janam ki both
samskara brings smriti also
and he remembered that he was this way
and he may remember or at least he acts as if he remembers purvabhyasena tena eva hiyate hi avashah api sah jigyasuhu api yogasya shabda brahma ati vartate by his previous yogic practices he is carried onward irresistibly even an inquisitive of yoga transcends shabda brahman the oral instruction of the brahman he hears about brahman but he goes beyond hearing and he really practices yoga and attains to the brahman prayatnat yatamanastu yogi samshuddha kilvishah aneka janma samsiddhah tatah yati param gati he may have to take many births thereafter also but by constant effort he arrives at sinless condition samshuddha he becomes pure and then samsiddha yati param gatim he becomes siddha and attains to the highest movement of the soul
Sometimes there may not be any janma also, right?
Maybe it depends upon the stage at which he has gone. You may not even need to take a birth like Vishwamitra.
Yeah.
Become yoga prashta in the very birth. He attained to the highest. That also is possible.
So this is one of the possibilities.
Normal possibility. Tapasvi bhyah adhikaha yogi, jnani bhyah api mato adhikaha, karmi bhyah cha adhikaha yogi, tasmad yogi bhava arjuna. Now Sri Krishna concludes his teaching and says, in fact, these two verses are the conclusion, grand conclusion of the whole of the six chapters. Tapasvibhyah adhikaha yogi. Yogi is greater than tapasvis. Jnanibhyah api matah adhikaha. Even jnanibhyah api, even one who has attained to greater knowledge, even greater than him is a yogi. That is karma yogi. Karmi vyaha cha adhikaha yogi. One who does only karmas, even greater than them, is a karma yogi. Karma kandi, karmi vyaha. One who does only actions but does not attain to knowledge, is inferior to the karma yogi who attains both to knowledge and action. Therefore, tasmad yogi bhava Arjuna. Since yogi, the karma yogi, is higher than tapasvi, than karmi, and then yogi jnani therefore you become yogi my proposition to you is that you attain to knowledge you do tapasya you do all actions but you attain to that kind of a condition where knowledge and action both are reconciled and I ask you to be yogi